Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Democrats plan to push Tuesday for the U.S. Senate to pass higher pandemic relief payments to most Americans, meeting President Donald Trump's demand for $2,000 COVID relief checks that has already been approved by the House of Representatives. With the Democrats in the minority in the Senate and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell giving no public indication of bringing the measure for a vote, prominent Democratic figures said they intend to take several possible paths toward forcing action. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer planned to use a procedural move that can be halted if any senators object. Republicans have largely resisted the additional spending. Meantime, the House of Representatives also voted Monday to override President Trump's veto of a $740 billion defense policy bill. If the Senate follows the House action, it would be the first veto override of Trump's presidency. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said he is reimposing a ban on alcohol sales and ordered the closure of all bars as a necessary step to control a resurgence of the coronavirus, including a new variant of the virus. During a televised address Monday night, Ramaphosa also announced residents will remain under a nighttime curfew, meaning residents must remain in their homes between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m., but medical and security workers are excluded from the curfew. So far, South Africa has recorded more than 1 million cases of coronavirus. In Britain, the authorities say passengers arriving from Britain must test negative for COVID-19 72 hours before departure, according to U.S. authorities. The new order became effective Monday. Via remote, this is